From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Pope Benedict XVI made his first public appearance today since announcing his resignation. He will be the first pope to step down in 600 years. Today, Benedict told thousands of faithful that he's confident his decision will not harm the church. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli has our story.
Benedict spoke at his weekly general audience, appearing fatigued but with a strong voice. Speaking in Italian, he reiterated what he had said in Latin Monday to his cardinals.
Ho deciso di rinunciare al ministero che il Signore mi ha affidato il 19 aprile 2005.
Benedict said he took the decision in full freedom for the good of the church after praying a long time and examining my conscience before God. The Pope added that he was well aware of the gravity of such an act, but at the same time aware that he lacks the physical and spiritual force the ministry requires. Benedict's announcement is still reverberating inside the Vatican, plunging the Holy See into a state of uncertainty and confusion. At a briefing today, the Vatican spokesman, Father Federico Lombardi, was peppered with questions he could not answer, including, will Benedict be able to make public statements after he retires? What will he wear, the white of a pope, the red of a cardinal, or the black of a priest? And when will the papal ring and seal be destroyed, as is required by church rules? Lombardi said his office is still waiting for instructions on numerous issues.
It is not decided what his title exactly will be after the renunciation.
But the most persistent question Vatican watchers are asking is, what effect will the existence of a former pope have on the cardinals who will convene in conclave to elect his successor?
Benedict XVI will surely say absolutely nothing about the process of the election. He will be retired.
This afternoon, Benedict presided over Ash Wednesday services inside St. Peter's Basilica. Visibly tired, behind a procession of cardinals, the Pope was wheeled down the central aisle as a choir sang. In his homily, he lamented how at times the church is undermined.
Penso in particolare alle colpe contro l'unità della Chiesa.
Benedict spoke in particular of attempts to divide the church and divisions within the clergy. He urged that selfishness and rivalries be overcome. This last statement could be a reference to the infighting and tensions inside the Roman Curia, the church bureaucracy, that many Vatican analysts say plagued Benedict's papacy from the start. Today's Mass is likely to be Benedict's last public ceremony. The Holy See announced that he will spend his last day at the Vatican, February 28th, attending a farewell ceremony with his cardinals, and then fly by helicopter to the papal summer residence south of Rome. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.